Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 178. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode, and thank you. Thank you for joining me to listen to me talk about my feelings for about 20 minutes or so. It definitely means a lot to me that you choose to listen to me. You choose to listen to me get these feelings off my chest, which is healthy, so thank you. And also thank you for all the amazing feedback from last episode. That was a bit of a spicy ep. Confessions of a Fuckboy was what I titled it, so definitely check it out if you haven't listened. It's now actually my most listened to episode in only 48 hours, so insane stuff. Thank you so much. Definitely check it out if you want some of my hot takes on dating, relationships, and everything in between. If you did listen and enjoyed it, it would mean a lot if you drop a 5-star rating and review for the podcast on Apple Podcast. It only takes like a minute or so, and definitely helps the show grow. So thank you for doing that. But today, here we are today. Let me hop into this topic. I've got some feelings, shocker, that I want to share with you. That I think this will be really helpful for you. And you know, I was sitting here just now, like 2 hours ago. I sat down to think about what I want to talk about in this episode. To write an outline. To do the thing that I do. I've got a whole process here. I lock the door, dim the lights, throw off the old pants. Sit in my chair overlooking the Chicago River. I play some house music and I just kind of word vomit out what's ever going on in the old noggin. It's literally that easy, and I basically black out and boom, out comes a podcast. Cool stuff. But anyway, I sat down, you know, I was like, what am I feeling right now? And the answer was pretty simple. You know, I feel grateful for the opportunity right now in this moment to be able to be alone. That's the word, alone, to be physically alone in my apartment right now. And, you know, got my plants in here, got my music, no pants on, like that's neat. But also alone in the sense that I'm unbothered. I've used that word before, but unbothered. I'm unbothered by commitments I shouldn't have made, friends, you know, that I shouldn't be friends with, relationships I shouldn't be in. So like literally just alone, literally and spiritually, emotionally alone, like in a good way, in a really good way, in the best way, in a way that I celebrate. And that was what kind of immediately came to my mind just now. So I want to quickly talk about the power of being alone. Because I really think it's the like number one key to being happy in life. And that's the ability to spend time alone. Just you and yourself, just you, Steven Glansberg eating his lunch pudding. And, you know, I'm really big on this idea of spending time alone because personally, I spend a lot of time alone. Like, you know, literally on a Friday night when everyone's out. I'm retired from going out or like more spiritually and removing myself from bullshit, from people, from environments that I know aren't right for me. And this definitely is not an episode with me giving you the usual cliche advice that's like, oh, hey, friend, you know, go to that movie by yourself, you know, go on that trip around the world alone, go backpacking alone, like go do that thing just you. Like, I see that advice a lot, and that's great advice, honestly, no hate there, but like, that's really basic advice. It's basic advice. And I want to be a deeper podcast than that. You know, I want to give you a perspective that hopefully you haven't heard before, or maybe like it hits you in a different way, right? It just slaps a little bit different. So yes, of course, I'd encourage you to do more things alone, like literally. To learn to rely on yourself, to find the confidence to do things that you usually do with other people as a crutch. You know, find that confidence, and I know you'll grow through that. But deeper than that, like being alone physically, emotionally, energetically. It's a really powerful thing, really powerful. Because when you learn what I've learned, I think you'll come to realize the huge difference between being alone and being lonely. And that's everything. And it makes me really excited to have learned this. Because, you know, I think happiness in life comes from a couple things. It comes from being self-reliant. It comes from, you know, finding a source of passion and fulfillment. It comes from connection. But most importantly, it comes from developing a sense of self. It comes from being a person who can be alone without being lonely. Being alone without being lonely. Being alone without thinking you're falling behind. Being alone without thinking you don't have any friends. Being alone without thinking you're going to live the rest of your life without finding that special person. Being alone without thinking you're lonely. This is so big to me because I used to be this guy. I used to think that if I spent time alone, or if I preferred to spend time alone, that it meant that, you know, like I was a weirdo. Like, okay, dude, like get some friends, bro. for one, and more that, like, you know, that I wasn't interesting, that I had no friends, that people didn't want to hang out with me, that everyone else was out there living their best lives together, doing amazing things. And here I was wasting my time, that I was some kind of loser for spending time alone. But man, like looking back, I like literally could not have been more wrong. I was so wrong. I wasn't a loser. I wasn't lonely. Far from it. You know, thinking that I was lonely because I either wanted to spend time alone or ended up spending time alone. No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not true. No, the answer is no. So here's my hot take for this episode, my too long didn't read for this episode. And I'll quote Henry Rollins for this. Being alone is the most important thing I think you could do in life because it adds beauty to life. It puts a special burn on sunsets and makes night air smell better. That's beautiful. But that's it. Like, that's it. Like, spending time alone offers you perspective that you need. It makes you appreciate yourself, the world around you, what you're doing, what you're capable of. And you just don't get that unless you deliberately spend time alone. It doesn't happen unless you celebrate the time you inevitably spend alone. You know, alone time offers you the perspective you need to know what the heck you're doing in life, to know what the heck you want in a relationship, to know what the heck you're doing in your career, personally, spiritually, emotionally, like everything. You need to spend time alone. And it's not something that's negative or something to be avoided. Like, I really do think you need to sit and be with your thoughts. You need to find the courage to separate yourself from the pack, to find the motivation to be your own person. And you get all that when you spend time alone. And there's nothing lonely about that, my friend, at all. Like, it's the most empowering thing you can do. And it's a practice. It's a habit. For real. Like, I'm very passionate about this. It's a weird topic to be passionate about, I suppose. And you might be wondering why I named this episode the way I did. But here's the facts. Personally, Case Kenny, if looking back, I've learned more about myself chilling in my house with no pants on than I have in a decade of going out, going on dates, out and about with pants on. You know, I've learned more about myself dancing like an absolute idiot alone in my apartment than I have in a decade of going out to the bars with friends on a Friday or a Saturday. You know, I've learned more about myself sitting in my apartment. Also, pants off. There's a trend here. Pants off, sitting and writing and doodling and reading and thinking and pondering and just wondering. You know, I've learned more about myself going on a solo trip to Miami or New York or LA or wherever I've been lately than going on spring break to Punta Cana or a group trip to Europe or China. Like, I've learned more about myself through doing things alone, spending time alone. Like, even recently, I've learned more about myself chasing my weird passions alone. Just me. You know, with other people not understanding what I'm doing. Like last week even, I had an audition at Audible. Last week, going myself to Audible to audition for a role and having friends and people be like, huh, what? I don't get it. What are you, you're reading books? I'm confused. You're going just alone, just you? Yeah, just doing it alone. So like, simply put, and again, to put it to my own terms here, I've learned more about myself alone and with my pants off than a lifetime of pants on, surrounded by people and doing doing things together out and about. And like, don't get me wrong here. I'm not encouraging you to be antisocial. Personally, like I need to be surrounded by people a lot of the time. I need to get out there and bust the move, make bad jokes and just be a goof. Like I need that energy. Otherwise I'm going to go crazy. But I've learned that you need to balance that. You need to balance to show yourself, to show your soul that you can be alone without being lonely. You can be alone without being lonely, and you should. You should practice this, because when you're in that state, like you grow fast. You learn fast. You listen to yourself. You like actually listen. So my advice for this episode, just my perspective here for you, is to take your damn pants off and spend some time alone. You know, spend some time alone, because alone does not mean that you're lonely. And I think we need to dispel that assumption. And of course, true feelings of being lonely, that's another topic that I'll address later. But for now, like deliberate time alone is a good thing. Time that you inevitably spend alone, because that's life, is a good thing. And that's my advice, is to embrace it, to take your pants off and say, you know what? Like, I'm not seeing this relationship going anywhere. Nice meeting you. And then you spend some time alone to say, hey, you know, I'm taking the week off to do my own thing. And then go spend some time alone to say, hey, you know, instead of that workout class, I'm going to go home. I'm going to write. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to do my own thing alone. You know, it's to ask yourself, do I hang out with these people? Do I date this person? Am I on this app because I'm drawn to these people, or because, you know, I think that if I don't, that I'm a lonely person? Ask yourself that question. Like, ask yourself that. If you feel compelled or guilted into doing things or committing to things and people, hanging out with people, you know, let me tell you that this is a big fact that really changes your life, that spending time alone does not mean you're lonely. It doesn't mean you're a loser, doesn't mean you're lost, doesn't mean you're falling behind or unwanted. And okay, like I get it. Like you might literally need to tell yourself this a couple of times until you finally believe it. But once you do, you'll see the magic of time spent alone. Because to my point, when you spend time alone, you learn more about yourself than you'll ever learn out and about. I'm very convinced of this, just through my life. You know, you learn, I'll take a big, deep breath here. Like you learn to recharge, you learn to trust yourself, you learn to listen to yourself, you learn to count on yourself, you learn to allow yourself to be happy, to do what you want, how you want. You learn to become independent. You learn the difference between quantity and quality of friends. You learn to set new boundaries for yourself. You learn the true value of relationships, and so on and so forth, right? I can keep going on these. You know, I could list probably another 10 to 20 things that happen when you spend time alone, but I won't, because you get it. And my job here isn't to break it all the way down. I think my job is to remind you of this fact so that you can go out and prove it to yourself. But personally, like my life's greatest realizations have come from time spent alone. And then I took those realizations out into the world, put them to test, and the results have been really great for me personally, as a dude bro guy, as Case Kenny, as a human. Better relationships. I'm more motivated, more driven, more successful, you know, just have more clarity. Because that's the fact of the matter. When you spend more time alone, you become a sponge to yourself. Like, not to sound cheesy, but when you spend time with yourself, you become yourself. Because it's very easy to define who you are by what you do, the people you hang out with, by the context of your existence. But the real stuff happens when you define yourself by your existence, by you, by purely being alive and who you are, by giving yourself meaning instead of the other way around. You know, you find answers in yourself instead of finding them in others. And time alone gives you the opportunity to do that. It gives you the opportunity to observe, become self-aware. And that's what gives you independence. That's what makes you believe in yourself. It makes you realize that you can fix yourself no matter what happens. It makes you realize that you never have to be desperate for a relationship. So that's my advice. Really simple, right? Literally, spend time alone, you know, and do something with it. Don't necessarily just veg out and watch Netflix. That's like good. You're being quite literal. You're spending time alone, but you could do more than that. Like just a little bit more, you know, sit down, throw those pants off and start asking yourself questions like, What? Why? When? How? Who? What am I doing? Why am I doing it? What do I want? How do I want it? When do I want it? Like, sit and just ask yourself those questions. No harm can come from staying in on a Friday night and asking yourself a bunch of brain busters. Like, ask yourself and explore them. And explore them literally as long as you need to. Stay single as long as you need to. That's a form of being alone. Take as many Friday nights as you need. That's a literal alone. Push yourself to think of yourself as your best friend that you can count on, you know, and then hang out with that person, hang out with your homie, you know, literally and figuratively. Literally, do things on your own, workout, classes, sure, trips, hit the movies, shopping, you name it. And figuratively, like, find your sense of independence. Ask yourself why, what, who, why. Those are questions that only you can answer. And I think the more you spend time alone, the more you ask yourself those questions, the more you realize that being alone does not mean you're lonely. It's a positive thing. It's an amazing thing because it means you're centering yourself within yourself. And when you build on that, you're never lonely. If you're centered, you're never lonely. Like, I really do believe this. Personally, like, I used to think that unless I was out on a Friday and Saturday and Thursday for that matter, that I was a lonely dude, that if I wasn't going on 3 dates a week, that I was a lonely dude, that if I didn't have 30, 40, 50 texts a day, that I was a lonely dude, that if I wasn't invited to this thing or that thing, that I was lonely, that if I ate alone, I was lonely, that if I worked out alone, that I was lonely. But no, man, like, I wasn't lonely, just a little confused. Confused because I didn't have a sense of independence or contentment alone. And so I associated being alone with being a loser, being alone with being lonely. Like, I hung my hat on what I was doing, not who I was, who I was with, not who I was. But man, I've learned that life is like literally the opposite of that. Big time. That you're going to inevitably spend time alone. And unless you can be happy with that, like, you're going to struggle. You're going to get down on yourself. You're going to overthink things. So I say, like, let's get ahead of that. We know this. Let's get ahead of that. Spend some time alone. Because here's the biggest fact I've learned about it all, that when you're with other people, and again, don't get me wrong, friends are good. A social life is good. Meeting new people is good. But when you're with others, like, you adjust yourself slightly, subconsciously. You move away from being 100% true to yourself. You kind of put a little filter on, it's a little buzz. You're not 100% real, 100% clear, 100% there. And, you know, the more you don't know those specific people, the further you get away from your truest self. And that's okay. Okay, that's human nature. Like, we're not all trusting of people that we're just totally cool in ourselves. But you need to spend time alone to know who that truest form of who you are is. And I don't have a blueprint for that. Like, who the heck am I to tell you how to find your true self? I can't do that. But what I can do is to encourage you to go home, lock the door, throw off those pants, and just see what happens. Just see what happens inside of you. Listen to what's inside of you. Listen and listen until you realize that doing this, spending time alone, doing things alone in life, feeling different in life, having different passions in life, different visions, different timelines for what you're doing and what you're accomplishing, it doesn't make you lonely. It makes you empowered. Because you're flipping the script. Instead of seeking out people and experiences or jobs or whatever, because you're afraid of being alone, afraid of feeling lonely, you're doing the opposite. You're embracing it because you know that you're not escaping anything. You're not running from anything. And that's a great feeling. That's how you live a happy life. When you have nothing to hide, nothing to feel ashamed of. And you're happy no matter if you're alone or with others or rocking and rolling or just sitting and thinking. I seriously think that once you get to that stage and embrace this idea of being alone but not lonely, you're going to be seriously happy and more empowered and driven because you realize who you are, what you're capable of, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with you for choosing the life that you're creating for yourself, alone but not lonely. So that's it. I hope that was some valuable perspective for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I'd appreciate it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. And also be sure to stay tuned for some upcoming episodes that I'm really excited about. They're artist collaboration episodes for guided meditations. Really cool stuff, really upbeat, high energy. I think you're really going to enjoy it. So make sure you're subscribed. I'm going to be releasing those very soon and they're going to be a lot of fun and you're really going to dig them. So thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny or on Twitter as well. It's at thecasekenny. And until next episode, I'm out.